Florida-based AirTran has been pursuing Midwest Airlines for months, but Midwest's current board has been giving a cold shoulder to AirTran's $389 million takeover bid. Now, three people backed by AirTran are about to join Midwest's nine-member board of directors. So after the shareholders' meeting, Midwest Airlines CEO Tim Hoeksema extended an offer to AirTran to come talk to the board.
Well, I think the board continues to hold the position that our long-term plan is still of better value to shareholders than the offer by AirTran. But we are responsible to and responsive to our shareholders, and we feel that this vote is an indication that our shareholders want us to listen, and that is what we're going to do.
AirTran says it will accept Midwest's invitation. Midwest's largest institutional shareholder, Octavian Advisors of New York, voted for the AirTran candidates, and Octavian spokesman Daniel Michaels says a combined company would be better able to withstand potential problems.
There's terrorism, there's the economy, there is high oil prices, and we are very cautious shareholders who think a combination could bring value.
But several individual shareholders are urging Midwest to stay independent. John Heber of New Berlin wants a boycott of AirTran.
If we can hurt their bottom line, they'll know they're not wanted.
No date has been set for AirTran to make its pitch to Midwest's board. A simple 5-4 majority would be enough to approve a sale. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.